This sermon clip's called Baptist Brider Ordination Debunked, Pastors Beget Pastors. The original sermon title or clip title used to be like Apostolic Succession Exposed or something, but essentially he's trying to attack the idea that a pastor begets a pastor or a church begets a pastor or church. And that's his number one point in the clip. He says that churches begetting churches is a false doctrine. That is bizarre, okay? If you don't already disagree, I mean, you just haven't been in church or something. I haven't read the Bible. This is what he says. He says the priesthood, and I'm giving direct quotes from his clip. The priesthood of the believer debunks this churches begetting churches and pastors begetting pastors.
We believe in the priesthood of the believer. This is important. The priesthood of the believer really debunks this churches beget churches, pastors beget pastors. No, it's believers beget believers, and I am a priest for God.
He says that the doctrine of the priesthood of the believer somehow debunks the fact that churches beget churches. Now, what kind of a bizarre idea is that? First of all, we believe in the priesthood of the believer. That means that we're all servants of God. We're all priests of God. We're a royal priesthood. The Bible says in Revelation chapter number 1, he's made of kings and priests and God the Father. We believe that doctrine. And yeah, every single Christian is a servant of God. We're all priests. But even the priests of the Old Testament, not every priest was allowed to be the high priest. Okay, there was still an authority structure. There was still a way and things which were handled. And you know what? They didn't just get to start their own priesthood either. They got to do the priesthood that God gave them. Okay, and look, the church is going to beget the church. You say, how do you know that? Well, let's look at some Bible. Romans chapter 10, look at verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Here's the question. How can anybody get up and say legitimately, I'm a preacher without being sent? It never happens in your Bible. Nobody in the Bible gets up and says, I'm just going to declare words to you. They say, hey, God sent me. They say, hey, this person sent me. You're either sent by Moses or God or Jesus Christ or an angel. There's always someone sending someone to go out and to preach. And therefore, hey, where does the church get its authority? From another church sending a preacher of some sort. And you know what? That preacher could be a pastor, could be a deacon, it could be an evangelist, could be a layman, but at least they're sending a preacher, and that's how they get their authority, is from another legitimate authority structure itself. The church is going to beget the church. Go to Acts chapter number 14. Just flip backwards a few pages. Paul went around setting up churches. But you know why? Because he was sent out of a local church to go out and start other local churches. The Apostle Paul is not just this rogue missionary. He didn't just say, I'm just going to do whatever I want. I'm just going to start setting up church. No, he was sent out of the church of Antioch. Not only that, he was conferred with the church of Jerusalem. Okay, two churches have, you know, talked with Paul. They're sending him out. They're blessing his ministry. They're telling him to do things. And to say that the church doesn't beget the church, well, let's see how Paul did it. Acts chapter 14 goes up, set up churches. Verse 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. So who set up the pastors of these churches? Paul did. Paul went to an area that's not reached with the gospel. He preached the gospel. He got people saved. They start the church. The church is forming. He's coming back to that same church. Then he's ordaining elders in that church. Look, it's not rocket science here, okay? The church is sending out people. They're setting up a church. They're appointing the pastors over these churches. And when the Apostle Paul, when you read through the epistles, we don't have sake of time to read all the Bible here. There's too much Bible. But the Apostle Paul talks about his realm of authority. He has authority over these churches. Where did he get that? From the other churches, from the Lord Jesus Christ specifically. But how about the principle of the fact that everything brings forth after its own kind? This is a principle taught from Genesis all the way to Revelation. The Bible makes it clear when it's talking about the fruit tree yielding fruit after its own kind, about the grass and the herb yielding seed after his kind. I mean, everything's bringing after his kind carnally and spiritually. We see you can only get an apple tree from an apple tree. You can only get a human from a human. Okay? Evolution debunked instantly. You can only get things from the same type of source. And Jesus Christ brings this up spiritually, saying that an evil tree cannot produce good fruit. And a good tree is only going to produce good fruit. So how do you get a church then? A church begets a church. It's not rocket science here. This is a horrible doctrine. And you say, why is this such an important doctrine, Pastor Shelley? Well, if I take what Adam Fannin is teaching and we apply it, okay, that means we never need to send anybody out again. Because we'll just tell all these people out there, hey, just start gathering together and now you're a church. Just y'all just get together and just church. So, you know, you guys, and in fact, all of you, you can just go out and grab a few buddies from a church and now you're a church. Right? I mean, if you just apply his logic, he's saying church don't beget churches. Okay, where do they come from? They just pop out of nowhere, according to him. Just people just get together and start calling themselves a church. And look, this happens all the time. People do this all the time. It's not legitimate.